The Clearwater Festival is back after a one-year hiatus. The annual Music and Environmental Festival takes place this Saturday and Sunday at Croton Point Park in Westchester County. Clearwater Education Director Maya Nemisto talks about what's in store. For the first time in its history, Clearwater did not put on its annual festival in 2016, owing in great part to a costly renovation of its flagship. It was the first time in its history that Clearwater did not hold the Great Hudson River Revival, a festival founded by the late Pete and Toshi Seeger.
Our volunteer group is bigger than ever, and the ticket sales are better than ever, and the boat's in better shape than ever. So, you know, we all have had to survive some rough waters, and I think that we're looking forward to a future of smoother sailing.
Clearwater Education Director Maya Nemisto says that among the numerous acts across various stages, there will be performers new to the festival, such as
the Standing Rock on Hudson, which is a program or a ceremony with Native American performers and river activists that will be joining together to speak and sing about water protection. We've got some new musicians that will be joining us, like Nick Lowe. We've got Tommy Emmanuel, the Barr Brothers, Valerie June. These are all new names to the festival that we're excited to be highlighting.
She describes the festival.
So there's simultaneous stages with performers all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday. You know, the origins of the festival really were Toshi Seeger's opportunity to gather people together and teach them how to recycle. So there's a very strong environmental education aspect to the festival as well. It's a zero waste festival. There's tons of activities for kids, and it's an extremely accessible festival with sign language interpreters on every stage, wheelchair access everywhere. It's a gathering of people with music going on constantly, and it's for everyone.
Clearwater not only will highlight the progress that has been made in protecting America's water resources, but reprise its historic role to defend these waters.
Directly from this big community gathering, Clearwater will set sail south, and we'll be going out to the Atlantic Ocean and then making our way all the way down to the Potomac River and up to Washington, D.C., where we'll be carrying a cargo of concern. So all winter and all spring, we've been gathering petitions. We've been gathering messages from school children who have been on board the boat, municipal resolutions, all kinds of messages from the people of the Hudson Valley that we are focused on protecting the water. And at the festival, we'll be loading this cargo of concern onto the sloop, and it's sort of a ceremonial embarking on our trip to D.C. Everyone's welcome to come down to the waterfront and join us in a water ceremony, which is kind of a Native American blessing of the voyage. And then there'll be the loading of the cargo, where public are welcome to help in the fire line of putting the barrels of messages and the crates of petitions on board the sloop. And we'll be raising our flags to show that the boat is beginning on this voyage.
She says clean water protections are being threatened by federal regulatory rollbacks and proposed steep budget cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency.
We are gathering the voices of people to say that we stand for clean water and healthy rivers. We're supporting a strong EPA. We need environmental policies that are based on sound science. And we know that pollution is an environmental justice issue. We're focusing the energy of, you know, the celebration, but also focusing on protecting our waters in the future. You know, the tagline for this voyage is that all our waters are connected and all our waters must be protected.
Clearwater will deliver the cargo of concern directly to Congress at a Capitol Hill forum it is organizing, and during which the Clearwater crew will sing If I Had a Hammer. Nemisto says the verses have been changed.
And it's similar to what Pete and the crew did in 1970 when they were in the halls of Congress when they performed for their representatives. So this version is something like, if I had a boat, I'd sail it down the river. I'd sail it on the ocean to our nation's capital. We'd carry this message from our people to protect the waters of our rivers and streams all over this land.
I got a hammer and I got a bell.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.
Hammer of justice. it's the bell of freedom. It's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters. Oh, oh, oh.